Blog Talk Radio.
People get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe. We're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. A true, true believe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. Welcome to another weekly edition of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, a program online, blog talk, if you will, that is dedicated that you might become, that we might become self-reliant in taking appropriate action in response to any emergency. Beginning all things in the name of the Most High God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the Architect of the Universe, the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is in between. We give thanks, and we can never thank God enough for Moses and the Torah, for Jesus and the Gospel, for Muhammad and the Holy Quran. Peace be upon these worthy servants of Almighty God. I could never thank Allah enough, along with my co-host, Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad, enough. Thank Almighty God, Allah, enough for his intervention in the affairs of men in the person of Master W. Fahd Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever, for him raising finding and raising the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we can never thank the two of them enough, that double portion of the Spirit, for leaving with us in this dispensation of time more than a divine reminder, a torchlight for America, and a warning to the nations of the earth and the person of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Once again, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in to another weekly edition of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you in the words of peace and paradise. I say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, meaning peace.
Wa alaikum salam.
Meaning peace be unto you. There's that beautiful voice of choice, our co-host, Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad. We'll take you further into the program, and as I know our dear brother is having boots on the ground, multitasking, and there's so many things we could talk about today, but we certainly want you to call in at 563-999-3089. Again, you can call in the studio at 563-999-3089, and you can become part of this conversation and engage in whatever it is that's on your mind relative to disaster awareness for community preparedness. When you talk about the weather, if it's wet where you are, then in America, it's supposed to get wetter. If it's dry where you are, well, if you're in America, it's supposed to get drier. Everybody knows about this COVID-19 or this SARS, COV/2, whatever, however you want to identify this pandemic. So that is something we certainly want to talk about, not to mention the social unrest that's going on here in America. Certainly we can talk about that if it be your desire. But I just wanted to greet you in peace, give you a welcome, and let's take advantage of our dear brother's time, Brother Rudolph Muhammad, as I'm sure he will welcome you, and we will move and segue into the content and context of today's program. Brother Rudolph?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Yusuf. Beginning all things in the name of the one God, that one that was, is, and will be again, that Alpha and Omega, the all in all, the I am that I am, talking about that one that is responsible for your and my existence in this wonderful, beautiful creation called life. All praises are due to Allah, and we thank Almighty God Allah for appearing to us in the person of Master Farid Muhammad. We thank Master Farid Muhammad for traveling here to, especially where I physically am, geographically now, Black Bottoms, Detroit. He came by himself and he deposited a seed in fertile soil. He left a waiting word in the mind of one, and he watered that seed and nurtured that seed so that it would grow. And that seed took life. It sent a shoot down and sent a tree up. And that tree could be called the tree of life, because from that tree came many fruits. From that tree, you got Muhammad Ali, formerly Cassius Clay. From that tree, you got Malcolm X, formerly Detroit Red. From that tree, oh my God, you got Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That tree with all of those fruit on it represents a mercy to you and I. It is because of God's grace and mercy that he sent a warner, a messenger, a deliverer to us, knowing the condition that we were in. And he did not leave us hopelessly lost in that condition. He empowered that one with his own spirit because he knew that it would take a God to raise us. So we call the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad a messenger, but he was more than a messenger. He was the God of the day. He is the God of the day. And to show you that he still lives. Why do I say that? And how can I say that? Again, this is what I believe. Because I don't believe that a dead man could give us a message that would still have power in this day. Only a living God could have a message that would be so timeless that from all of the book then, they're still relevant now. How can you tell that a message is timeless? It's timeless because it cannot be categorized nor measured by a calendar. Well, that is the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Relevant yesterday, relevant today, and relevant for tomorrow. And so, he did not leave us. He taught a student. And to show forth and prove his power and the power of his message, then he left the scene and left the student on the scene. And his student has been exercising great power and authority by Allah's command. And that one that I'm talking about is none other than the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So in those three great names of Master Farid Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I greet all who are listening to this program right now in the greeting words of peace and of paradise, and we say it in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
I want to take this opportunity to thank our engineers, first of all, who, through their knowledge of technology and just give us access to the airwaves to be able to bring you whatever message is coming to you. Of course, I want to thank my wonderful, beautiful, able-bodied co-host for holding it down like he does every week and for coming to us not just with a message, knowledge and information, but coming to us with that beautiful Savior spirit, that no matter how much of a tangent we go off on, can bring us right back with the spiritual guidance and give us a glimmer of hope midst of the storm that we seem to be in. Of course, I want to thank my beautiful wife for all that she does all day, every day in putting up with me, assisting me, aiding me, helping me to be the best man that I can be. And then, of course, we want to thank, last but not least, you, the listeners, who give every week your time that you could never get back. And we pray that something that we say every week to you, closer to being better prepared today than you were yesterday. And so with that being said, I'm going to turn it back over to our co-host, Brother Yusuf, so that we can move into the program that has been prepared for you for this week. I am currently into my vehicle driving right now, so if you hear background noise, if you hear horns honking, if you hear a little road rage, that's me, because I'm out here amongst the people. As you said, boots on the ground. So I will stay as long as I can. Brother Yusuf?
Yes, sir, Brother Rudolph. Thank you so much, brother, for calling in and multitasking as you normally do. Please give your family our best regards on behalf of Disaster Awareness and for Community Preparedness, Black Hole
Thank
Radio,
you, sir,
as well as my personal family. Well, brothers and sisters, we ask the question here on a regular basis here on Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. When did Noah build the ark? We're not going to belabor you in terms of you finding the answer. The answer is
before
the flood came.
That's right.
And so we had Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. We promote public awareness and engage in public outreach to inform, to educate, and to train all people in how to best prepare for, respond to, and recover from all emergencies. Our objective here on the program is to ensure that everyone has a reasonable working knowledge of disaster preparedness and to help you determine the best choices in any emergency response to avert danger and to save lives. Our vision is that each individual citizen, including every capable man, woman, and child, understand their personal responsibility for the safety of themselves, their family, their neighbors, and the overall well-being of the larger community. Brother Rudolph and I collectively have over 60 years experience in the fire, emergency medical services, and all hazard profession. So it's always our pleasure to come before you and present to you that which has come across our screen the previous week. Our personal experience. Also, I want to thank, as Brother Rudolph was thanking those, we wanted to thank our dear brother, Brother Harold Muhammad, who covered down these last two
That's
or three
right.
weeks as a co-host, as Brother Rudolph is working diligently with his boots on the ground. Brother Harold couldn't be with us today, but we wanted to go on record showing an attitude of gratitude for him covering down as well. And so this is a critical hour, brothers and sisters. We don't have to tell you that. The weather is one thing. The social conditions are another thing. The pandemic is another thing. And whatever is going on in your home, as many of us are still sheltering in place and or quarantine, I know many of the states are loosening their restrictions. And so I'll just say it this way. Many of the scientists, the researchers, and the medical profession agree that this current pandemic has the potential to mirror the Spanish flu of 100 years ago, meaning it was the second wave that killed five times as many persons than the first
That's
wave.
That's right.
Even though the states are currently loosening restrictions, the recent social unrest and protesting as a result of George Floyd's death, the need for more personal protective equipment is critically important and will be paramount as we move into the heat of the summer, which is really upon us, and the coming of the fall and winter seasons right around the corner. The increase of this infectious disease, health challenges, and unfortunately death looks inevitable. We're not here
right.
to frighten anybody, but we're just trying to tell you like it is. For, you know, Brother Rudolph talked about the tree. And it reminded me, Brother Rudolph, of that lyric in that gospel song. The lyric says, we're like a tree planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Now, we're not going to be moved without having the power of Almighty God, Allah, His grace and His mercy backing us. So we submit ourselves and we humble ourselves that we know we're not promised our next breath. But while we have breath to breathe, then we're going to share with you that which has come across our screen. We mentioned the significance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who we recite the quote that he's used for years, but he also used it recently during the Eid articulation presentation on the Ramadan prayer line. Putting us in tune with the time and what must be done. He said, those who are scripturally prepared know that it is prophesied that we would be living in a time of wars and rumors of war, pestilence, famine, and earthquakes in diverse places. We are witnessing, he goes on to say, terrifying disasters afflicting the peoples of the world, and those disasters are now afflicting the United States of America. Believing that those prophecies will be fulfilled, it is our duty to learn as much as we can on disaster preparedness and do all we can to prepare the American people and our people in particular for coming disasters. Well, 10 years ago, that was 10 days ago, but that is certainly now. I affectionately call the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan the eyewitness news in advance. And we thank Almighty God Allah for him. We're praying for him and his family that he will make this this announcement, if you will, to the world this coming July 4th.
July the 4th.
11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The criterion, the demonstration. If you are a student of the Holy Quran, read Surah 25, El Furqan. The criterion, the discriminator. And so we look forward to that earth-shattering message with all that's going on. I mean, we named the conditions in terms of the weather. We named the conditions in terms of pestilence. We've said in our previous broadcast that famine, if it's not on the way, it's already here.
That's right.
And so we need to properly prepare ourselves, brothers and sisters, not to mention the article that just came through the screen this morning about the mosquito season in the summer will renew concerns about the virus. And so Brother Rudolph and I have partnered because this whole thing, brothers and sisters, is about community investment, community involvement,
right,
community partnership for community risk reduction. So we've
That's
partnered
right.
with some like minds, and we've gone into the personal protective equipment business, if you will, not to mention other select medical devices. So that, in addition to us offering consultation and training in disaster awareness for community preparedness that will
right.
give you certified professionals, will provide your training needs along with the equipment and or devices that we're offering right now. The KN95 surgical mask and or respirator, depending on what you want to call them. We offer those to you. Gloves, we offer to you, and not on a retail basis. We want to offer it to you on a wholesale basis. So we'll give
right.
you further information on that as the program rolls along, but we just don't want to talk about it anymore. The time dictates the agenda that we're going to be about it and offer to you, our community, our listening audience, an opportunity to protect yourselves. The life you saved may be your own, brothers and sisters. So we look forward in the future to discussing our selection of face masks, of nitrile gloves, of hazmat suits, ventilators, and more. You can go to the letters DA, the number 4, the letters CP.com to learn more about what I'm saying in terms of what we're offering to you as a listening audience. info@da4cp.com. Visit us, brothers and sisters, online to view our selection of the excellent super grade products. You can also schedule your organization's training and emergency procedures, emergency planning, and emergency mitigation and response. Your access is just a click away at da.com. Now, I don't know, I'm hearing something. Is someone calling in?
No, I think that's my phone, brother. Someone's trying to call me. It's all right.
Okay, excellent. Well, also, brothers and sisters, you can call our main number at 832-990-1111, and one of our representatives will be glad to discuss any further information with you. Again, that's area code 832-990-1111. We believe it's critically important in this time, brothers and sisters, that we can offer information every Friday. Yes, sir, Brother Forrest.
When you said that number is 832-990-0111.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Forrest.
You're welcome, brother.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the correction is the number is 832-990-0111 for DA4CP LLC, your one-stop shop for your PPE. Well, I just
go ahead, go ahead.
Well,
we need some music to go with that. He's spitting bars.
Well, you know, I got it from my big brother, Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad, and we look forward to serving your needs, brothers and sisters, relative to personal protective equipment and or consulting and training, whether it be emergency evacuation procedures, CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, pulmonary resuscitation, fire and life safety protocols, best practices for business and community risk reduction. We're going in to the business of helping you help us help our people. As we get further and further into this dark hour, we want to be able to serve you with integrity. So I just wanted to share that on the front end of our presentation this morning. This afternoon, we're at 429. I don't know, Brother Rudolph, is there something you wanted to add on, beloved? Go right ahead, sir.
Brother Yusuf, yes, sir. As they say, you got me open now. Yeah, talk about DA4CP. Yes, after years of Brother Yusuf and I, what we decided, we put our years of experience together, and then, like he said, we got with other like minds. We joined on to our own and decided that we would put all of our, we would use cooperative economics, but we will also use the unity of the black, the brown, the red, the yellow, and the white. And we would take the best of what we have to offer and put it all together in a very nice package for our people. So we know the equipment that's necessary to help save the lives of our people. Brother Yusuf and I between us, probably we've already used most of that equipment. So we know what is going to work and what will not work. And if we don't, we know people who have used it that do know that. And so we've decided that no longer will we depend on someone else to come into our house and put our house right. We will use what Almighty God Allah has blessed us with in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the time and what must be done. And we will use the relationship that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan have created for us throughout the world in order to get the items, the resources that we need to save our lives and the lives of our people. We must do for self and kind or suffer the consequences. But we've been suffering the consequences for too long now. It's time for us to do for self and kind. So info at DA4CP will get you to the place where whatever questions it is that you have about whatever is going on, you will be able to contact someone who has your best interest at heart. You will be able to contact someone who has experience in what is going on. You'll be able to contact someone who gives a damn about your existence and is not trying to merchandise off of you to make themselves and their families better and leave you in a worse condition, as the merchants in our communities so often do. We have to get out of the mindset that we are a poor, ragged people. If we were poor and ragged, then they would not be setting up business in our community. If we were so poor, they would not constantly be coming around trying to ingratiate us to get the coins that we have. We're not poor. We are disunited. We are the dry bones in the valley that are rattling, but there's very little movement because we're disunited. Well, the God is changing that part of the equation by letting the winds blow on those dry bones to connect them. So we have the winds of unemployment. We have the winds of bad health. We have the winds of low economics. We have the winds of police brutality, the winds of racial injustice. All of these are winds that are blowing on us, forcing us to unite on the basis of what we have in common in order to fight our open enemy. And as we're fighting our open enemy without, we have to fight the open enemy within too, because that devil that we're fighting against is not only outside of us, that devil lives within us too. So as we kill the devil internally, then we can slay the devil externally, and we can do what is necessary for us as a family and to provide something for our children that and children's children that are coming up, and leave them something other than ill, as is the history of us as a people. So again, info at DA4CP or call 832-990-0111 to speak to someone about whatever your issues are. What equipment do you have? Your go bag. What should be in it? How you're going to get the best equipment. Equipment that will not fail you when you need it. If you need to get training on how to not just save a life, but how, or preserve a life, but how to restore. Find out where you can learn CPR, the choking procedure, basic first aid, wilderness first aid, emergency medical response, fire and life safety, fire suppression technique, evacuation drills in the home. All of these things you can learn from your family, your brothers at DA4CP. Brother Houston?
Thank you, Brother Rudolph. Look, brothers and sisters, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan would say time is the yardstick of the measurement of our actions. We cannot make progress unless there is the presence of truth, and we cannot make progress even with truth if we are not highly organized. So we here at Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness are taking on the challenge to provide for our people in an organized manner, personal protective equipment, and consultation. And as we have said already, you can go to info, I-N-F-O, at the letters D-A, the number 4, the letters CP.com, or call 990-0111 for further information. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at D-A, the number 4, CP.com, or you can call the main number, our office at 832-990-0111. Certainly, we'll be glad to discuss any further information for you, because remember, in asking the question, when did Noah build the ark? It was before the flood came. And so as it relates to the coronavirus, as it relates to the social unrest, we know some may separate them, but they're all connected. And so the minister said to us that the social unrest is as a result of what Brother Rudolph said, our lack of unity. Even though our unity is more powerful than a hydrogen or nuclear bomb, the opposite, our disunity, gives the fiery serpents, as it says in the Bible, an opportunity to turn up. The enemy on the outside will turn up and take advantage of our disunity. So, if nothing else, you have to understand this current pandemic, if you will, is a function that is speeding up and has a scope unlike any other function or scope that we have recently seen. Certainly we've seen police brutality, but it's something different now, something a little bit different if we pay attention. But you have to pay attention, because there's a lot of, as overt as it seems, there are a lot of covert moving parts happening at the same time, like whether it's the social unrest or whether it's this pandemic, that they say this virus is so testimonially small, you can't see it. But we know that it occurs because we're getting the intel of deaths every day. We're getting the analytics, if you will, demographics of what states, the rate of people, the rate of cases and deaths are either increasing or decreasing. So we know it's real. According to FEMA's last bulletin, it says when a pandemic occurs concurrent to a natural, technological, or human-caused disaster, and the mass care and emergency assistance needs are beyond the capacity of the state, territory, or tribe, whole community partners work together to collectively address the needs of the affected population. And so we here at DA4CP LLC want to be a part of those community partners working together to collectively address the needs of the affected population. You know, this pandemic is of a completely different order of magnitude. It has unprecedented acceleration, unprecedented cost, unprecedented research and development, and the impact on you and I, the citizens, the impact on the economies, as Brother Rudolph mentioned, the impact on the health systems is overwhelming the health system. So all of us have to do our part, brothers and sisters, that we might be a part of that mantra that says, see first, safety always, safety as a standard. But again, you can't be safe without the Creator, in our humble opinion, His grace and mercy becoming that umbrella protecting us from these conditions that we are engaged in. It's about community risk reduction, brothers and sisters, which is a process to identify and prioritize local risks, followed by the integrated and strategic investment of resources, whether it's emergency response and or prevention, to reduce their occurrence and impact. You're listening to Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. I'm your co-host, Brother Yusuf Muhammad, along with Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad, who not only has boots on the ground, but how they say, when the rubber meets the road, he's actually in transit from one station to another. And as we say in our opening theme song, people get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to keep the diesels humming. You don't need no tickets. You just thank the Lord. And that's so, right. Look, brothers and sisters, you can have the faith, but in Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, have the faith, but tie your camel. In other words, right, there's some practical application that needs to take place. And, you know, we can give you the purpose, the scope, and planning assumptions, but if you don't do anything about it, then we're just blowing into the wind. We can give you the concept of operations, but if you don't do anything about it, then what good? We're just blowing in the wind. So there are many things we can do relative to sheltering, whether it relative to food, safety and health, relative to if you have household pets and how to service and support your animals, how to distribute emergency supplies and where to get them. But if you don't move toward that, then it's like blowing in the wind.
Right.
We could teach you about mass evacuation support, emergency assistance. We can give you terms and glossaries and acronyms. We can give you internet links. But if you don't do anything about it, the life you save may be your own, brothers and sisters. So I just wanted to share that.
That's right.
Brother Rudolph, if you have anything you'd like to share, I think our dear brother, our engineers may even back up an archive show, because we just wanted to get out the basis and come to you, brothers and sisters, with real time and real talk of what doing here at Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, and pray that you will tap into DA4CP.com, info at DA4CP.com, or call 832-990-0111 to learn further information about what we're trying to do as a community based organization partnership, if you will, to get the products to our people. So, Brother Rudolph?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Excellent. Excellent, Brother Yusuf. You know, I'm going to take this opportunity to do a little brief education on something. and to get this, try and drive this point home, people. They've opened up the states. They haven't opened up the states because they give a damn about you and my life. They've opened up the states because they want money. They're trying to balance the budget on the backs of the people. So they've opened up the states because they know you want to travel. You want to go to Las Vegas and gamble. You want to go to Disney World and see the talking mouse. You want to go to the beaches and lay out on the dirty, polluted sand and wade in the filthy, murky waters that have been polluted by corporate America. You want to go out there and put your life and your children's lives in further danger by having them interacting with asymptomatic people, people who are, in all layman's terms, if any of you have seen that movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr., that was based off of the book The Hot Zone, based true story that happened in a town called Reston, Virginia, which is outside of D.C. Well, the little spider monkey who was what they called the host, or was the host, meaning that it was the carrier of the virus. Well, that most of the people that we're looking at on a daily basis, that's most of the people we come into contact with on a daily basis. They are hosts. And because your nose is not running, because you don't have a fever of 100.4 or greater, because your throat is not sore, because you're not coughing and sneezing and stuff, it's falsely determined that you're okay. Well, yes, you're okay for the time being because your immune system is strong enough at this point to fight off the effects of the virus in its infancy. But what about your mother? What about your grandmother? What about your baby? What about those of your family members who are already immunocompromised and their system is not as strong as yours? Are they okay? No, they're not, but you're so selfish that you won't do what you need to do to protect your life in there. You want to be free to do whatever it is you want to do and think that it's okay. Well, it's not okay because you will cause the death of your so-called loved ones. You will cause the death of your mother, your grandmother, your auntie, your baby. And then you have to live with the fact that your selfishness, your ignorance was the culprit, cause of death of that one that you say that you love. That's a reality, people. This is not a scare tactic. I'm not trying to scare you into anything. I'm trying to educate you to the fact that we are in a perilous time right now, and a mistake now will cost the life of someone. You can take that to the bank. There is no room for mistake and ignorance with this enemy that we're fighting. And we, although we know that mixed messages are out here, put out here, they're being put out, mixed messages for a reason. Well, you already know there are people out here that have been on the front lines fighting for your and my life for over the last 80 years. You know where to tune in to get real-time information. You know where to tune in to get a word that will inspire, enlighten, and inform you. You know on my head and telling me it's raining. Well, in this day and time, you need to be very, very, very careful where you're getting your information. And you need to make sure that the place and the people that are giving you the information have your life, have your well-being in mind. Because if not, then unfortunately, you're not going to survive. And that is the honest to God truth. So as you're out and about, you need to have your mask on. As you are going to and fro, wherever you're going to and fro, you need to have your mask on. Now, remember this about your mask. Whether you're wearing a N95 or a KN95, a surgical mask or a respirator-style mask, the purpose of that mask, one, to prevent you from infecting someone else. The purpose of that mask is to prevent you from becoming infected and inhaling droplets that encase or house the virus. This virus is so small that all the scientists agree the mask that you need to give you the ultimate protection has to be able to filter 0.3 microns to 5 microns. Well, how small is a micron? I'm not a scientist nor a mathematician, but a micron is a measurement of, it's a unit of measurement. A micron is, I believe, millimeter. Or it's actually a portion of a millimeter. A micron is so small that the micron can slip through most filters. And that's why a special filtration has to be in the process in order to get you safely through an area that is infested with these coronavirus particles, or this COVID-19, as they're calling it. And so these masks that you have, the respirator-style mask, firmly around the edges, around your nose and mouth, and you can adjust it according to the bridge of your nose. And it goes from the bridge of your nose to your chin, again, firmly fitting around the sides of your mouth so that as you inhale and exhale, you're not breathing in outside air through the corners of your mouth. Whatever air is coming in, it's being filtered as it's coming in. And as you exhale, it's filtering as it's going back out. Now, again, the difference with the surgical mask and that is that the surgical mask fits very loosely around your mouth. And so you end up with limited protection from that. Limited protection is better than no protection, though. I will say that. But if, make no mistake about it, if you are in an area where there is definite COVID-19 patients, where there are positively affected people who are symptomatic, they're showing the symptoms, you need the best protection you can get, which is an N95 or N99 mask, which that just simply means that it's going to filter out 95% or 99% of particulate matter that is floating around in the air. So you just need to keep that in mind. You also have to keep in mind that during a time of pandemic or during the time of disaster, the merchandisers off of the misery, they're out here. And so they're selling fake masks that don't have any type of rating to them, but because they know that you are not a savvy, educated consumer, they can sell it to you and you will buy it and you will think that you have protection when you don't. So you need to understand some of the scientific principles that go into math and how they're rated, why they're rated that way, and what the rating means, because the life you save may be your own. Now, whether it's the UK, whether it's Korea, whether it's the United States, or whether it's China, they all have a rating system for their masks that are similar in nature. And whether it's 2-ply or 3-ply or 4-ply or 5-ply, the size of the particles that it can filter out, the micron, is one of the major factors in that equation. And that's what you have to know and be on the lookout for. So when you see these masks out here and the package says filters out 2.5 PM, that means it filters out 2.5 microns, well, you just need to know the size of the particulate matter that you're trying to filter out in order to purchase the best item for you. So, Brother Yusuf, I just wanted to get that out there, and maybe that should help some people who are wrestling with all of this stuff about which mask is better and what mask should they be getting and what type of mask should they be using for water or for breathing or whatever. I hope that was able to make some of it a little clear. Brother Yusuf?
Yes, sir, Brother Rudolph. Thank you so much, brother. That was critically important in my humble opinion, because we've heard so much about why we should wear masks, depending on the state that you're in, even though each state has their own specific rules and regulations. I know you can't get into places of business without having a mask on. And
that's
so
right.
There are many different laws, rules and regulations, but the medical side of it in terms of how it's going to impact you and impact those around you is critically important, in our opinion here at Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. In fact, DA4CPLLC, we want you to specifically introduce to you that KN95 5-ply surgical mask, a quality product that is FDA, you know, Food and Drug Administration certified, just a regulatory standard. It has, with, as Brother Rudolph said, 95% particle filtration rate, and it's effective and efficient. This mask is supported by the data that is published by the Center for Disease Control. As Brother Rudolph said, in business, there is a mantra that says, educated consumer is our best customer. Therefore, the integrity of the products we're introducing to you and educating you on, you know, our customer delivery service is extremely important to us. Brother Rudolph and I, as we have oftentimes said, and you know, as the listening audience, we take our integrity very seriously. And so since we believe that a reminder is a benefit to those who believe, a reminder is a profits those who believe, and a reminder is actually mercy to those who believe, we want you to first understand that a proper fit of the mask is essential to get the most benefit from the mask, as Brother Rudolph said. Secondly, know that masks reduce the airborne transmission. You see, with these infectious aerosol particles and droplets can be released during breathing and speaking by individuals, as Brother Rudolph has said. I'm just reminding brothers and sisters, repetition is the mother of learning. Remember, no masking at all maximizes exposure to the COVID-19 or the SARS-CoV-2. Whereas if everyone is wearing masks, it results in the least exposure. And so we just wanted to give you a little brief summary of different types of masks and their functions. I know a lot of people, Brother Rudolph, are just wearing what I guess are considered cosmetic masks. Materials has no filtration. Any mask is better than no mask, as you said, but a mask with no filtration can do more damage than good after a while. And if it's washable, then, you know, to reapply it and to put it back on, there's certain particles from the material of the mask that you'll be breathing in that can probably or possibly impact your respiratory system. So I know, as you said, the merchants take advantage of those who do not know. And, you know, our people, we like colors. So if we see a mask that says that has kente cloth on it or some kind of African artistic motif, then it's attracted to us as a people. If we see a mask that says, I can't breathe, it's a commercial marketing tool, and we're not criticizing anybody. We just want our listening audience to know the difference, particularly as we move forward with this conditions that we're in. So lastly, brothers and sisters, and we're going to, because Brother Rudolph is about to enter another war zone, and because we have met our objective, and since no one is calling in, we're going to ask our engineers to connect the dots, if you will, by playing a previous broadcast of disaster awareness for community preparedness. So as I move out and we segue, we want you to continue to join us here on Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness every Friday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to share with your database, your family network, to call in at 563-999-3089 every week, same time, same station. Let's be mindful of the elders in our families and in our communities who may be more susceptible to the coronavirus. Let's check on those who have been, you know, on this path, or, you know, on the path of being in the way, on the pathway of these outbreaks of violence. Let us call and check on the elders and the least of these, if you will. Do not let your guard down against this pandemic. Plan to survive. Those of us who know, we're going to continue to follow the instructions of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But if that's not your flavor, then I suggest you tune in on July 4th, NOI.org, at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has to say about
that's
the time,
right,
and what must be done. Continue, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, to build your emergency supply kit. The worst is yet to come.
Yet to come.
That's the last chapter of The Fall of America by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's entitled, The Worst is Yet to Come. Remember, brothers and sisters, to disinfect your homes, both mind, body, and soul. Practice cleanliness at all times. Practice washing your hands once an hour for 20 seconds each time at least. Regularly disinfect your most frequent spaces and surfaces, especially phones, doorknobs, steering wheels, gear shifters, keys, etc. Continue to secure your home and your neighborhood, brothers and sisters. The time we have to use it wisely to organize, organize, organize. Remember the minister's address. Did I mention his address on July 4th? Tune in to NOI.org. And brothers and sisters, just remember that the life you save may be your own. We thank you for listening to this week of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Give me a second, brothers and sisters. I'm getting a text. I just want to make sure. I'm asked to give the number of DA4CP once again, DA4CP LLC. The number to call is area code 832-990-0111. Again, the number is 832-990-0111, or you can go to info, I-N-F-O, at the letters D-A, the number 4, the letters CP.com. Am I missing anything else?
No, sir. You covered everything.
Well, we want to thank our engineers at Black Hole Radio for doing all that they do. And Brother Forrest, if you have that archive show queued up, brother, we appreciate you. And please give your family our best regards on behalf of our family, which is the same family. We love you, family. Thank you for our consistent and constant listeners. And for those who have tuned in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank you for the honor of your ear and the privilege of your presence. As I leave you, as I came before you with the greeting words of peace and paradise, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
We're living in a time of trouble.
Yes.
Like there never was. Since there was a time and a nation. We're living at a time when Jesus said, if those days were not shortened for his elect's sake, no flesh would be saved. We have entered that period. When you see the tsunami in Asia, killing over 200,000 people, earthquake in Pakistan. When in America you see storms raging, fire on one side, water on the other, snow, cold, ice. And we see the President of the United States unraveling in front of our eyes. A man that used the tragedy of 9/11 to launch a war that is not justified by truth or justice. And our young sons and daughters who love this country and are willing to fight to defend and protect it are dying on a foreign battlefield on the basis of a lie.
Yeah.
The war is going to widen. It won't get easier. Because the dreaded war that the scripture speaks about, we have now entered. The scripture says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, see, come down off the rooftop and start fleeing and pray that your flight will not be in vain. Hard days are coming to America. Because she said, I sit as a queen and shall see no sorrow. And has made other nations and their cities desolate and burned them to the ground and destroyed their governments, as long as their governments do not rule according to America's international designs on their raw materials.
You're teaching the word.
Come on now.
Every leader in Africa that rose to fight for the true liberation of Africans, this government either assassinated them or through their money they planned coups and drove those leaders out of those countries so that the multinational corporations of America could suck the blood, the lifeblood of those nations. So that in Africa today, millions of people are trying to live on a dollar a day or less, while we can tithe and we can eat, while other nations are suffering famine.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jesus spoke to this. He said there will be famine, there will be pestilence, there will be earthquakes in diverse places, but this is just the beginning of sorrows. I wish I could tell you today that there's good times. There are no more good times for the United States of America. Now, you may say that I shouldn't say these things, but if I don't warn you, then your blood will be required of me. So you will never be able to say that I didn't tell you what you needed to know to come up out of your lethargy and your foolishness. The time is out for hypocritical approaching Jesus with our lips while our hearts are far removed from Him. The church now in mosque becomes a playground where we give lip service to righteousness while we practice evil, because Satan, listen to me, Satan is making evil fair seeming to us. Everything that God in this scripture says, thou shalt not do, America is guiding you to do what God has forbid us to do, and we do it and then come to church thinking, or come to the mosque thinking, it's all right as long as I give some money, sing in the choir. Hell no, it's not all right. Well, I always should say no to hell. And you should say no to hell and yes to heaven, but heaven and hell have prerequisite behavior.
Watch yourself, man.
America is the modern Babylon. She's a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. She's a modern Egypt. She is a modern Rome. Rome was so busy with her licentious feasts and her games and her gladiators and her warriors fighting to live so that Caesar would say this rather than this. And today, in the new Rome, the modern Rome, we praise our gladiators. We praise our football players, our basketball players, our singers and our dancers. But we don't praise righteousness. Righteousness is scorned. And when you say you want to do what is right, your friends say, what's wrong with you? And it makes it very difficult, Pastor, for us to preach righteousness on Sunday, have a Bible class on Tuesday or Wednesday, and have other spiritual meetings, and then we send our people home to turn on the TV where filth and degeneracy is on the TV from morning till night. You turn on your radio, and we love good singing, we love good music, we love good rap. But what are we rapping about? What are we singing about? A man singing his way into a woman's clothes? A woman taking off her clothes to excite a man with the beauty of her body? Is this God's world? I hate this world. And I am with God to destroy this world. I want you to hear me today. This world is destroying our children. This world is turning our boys into girls and our girls into boys. This world is feeding us drugs and guns. A little beautiful 14-year-old girl hears some shots and goes to the window. And today her parents are sad. Her friends are sad. Her schoolmates are sad because they have to attend the funeral of a 14-year-old child. And this is going on not only in Chicago but all over America. Do you think that you're going to have to pay for this?
Bro. brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and tears here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on. Right.